soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on June 18, 2024. I'm calling this message The Noose of Destruction and Death. What I'm getting at is the fact that people believe something not true to their own demise, early death, and destruction. And I'm going to talk about it. There's a man named Ed Dowd. He was and is in the financial service industry. He started reporting and writing a book on the excessive deaths due to the mandated, pushed, coerced, shot agenda from 2020 forward. His reports include stats, facts, reports, showing percentages that were beyond normal history after people took the shots. This was confirmed along the last 5 years by insurance companies and their CEOs. This video interview that I watched was from January 2024. Somewhere in the interview, he commented how people continue taking the shot, even though or despite what's come out since then. Within 5 hours, I was listening to another interview, and the same thing was stated in a recent broadcast that I heard just last night. I know this is true. We know this is true. People are blind, spiritually blind, and fools, as Jesus says. It's unfortunate, but true. I've written about this and spoken about it since 2020. It is a misapplied trust in things other than the Lord Himself. This is the noose of destruction and death. Perhaps somewhere along the dying process, some will ask the Lord about it and make amends in their erring ways. God never told people to put their trust in Egypt or in the world. That's in Isaiah chapter 30. He never said, trust your money, your education, your religious leaders, your doctrines, friends, foes, government, media personalities, or even your own understanding. The masters of death are the sons of the devil. These are extremely wicked, evil people that love death and hate God. They're extremely dangerous and are in full swing now in their agenda to bring about a global, worldwide goal of world supremacy and control in tyranny. For example, read between the lines if you can. This year, it was reported that the lead FBI man, Mr. Ray, W-R-A-Y, met with an organization of sheriffs. He told the sheriffs, due to the open border, that they should expect great troubles ahead. Well, that's obviously true. But there was not remedy to stop what's causing this perilous danger of open borders and even funding those making inroads into the United States. Can you perceive what has really been going on? Can you see that the FBI leader was just telling fellow brothers of the operation that, quote, it is on. Doesn't this smell of conspiracy and the overthrow of the U.S. by its governing powers? If the FBI was truly about law and order, maintaining peace and protecting the public, would they not be making arrests of the unlawful behavior and decisions by law-breaking lawmakers? Of course. They are setting the stage now for lockdown again. They are sending the buzz that bird flu is coming in due time, as the previous CDC head Redfield said recently, Center for Disease Control, the CDC. In fact, he said that the scientists found a way to create a bioweapon that will penetrate human resistance back in 2012, even though he said he objected. He said it was published, and he said he knew how to do it himself and to go look it up. Telling everybody, go look it up. You can make it yourself, a bioweapon for bird flu that will enter into humans with a 25 to 50% morbidity. This is an obvious, in-your-face advance, setting the stage for another storyline of pandemic. It's a lie, yet real, due to the workings of the wicked through technology and drugs. Putting one's absolute, complete trust in the Lord is the only escape. God knows how to reserve the wicked for judgment and deliver the righteous from harm, as he did with Noah and his family, as he did with Lot and his family. When you think about what was going on back in 2019 and how very few realize what was being planned and just how about to manifest in the world, I have documented evidence on my website, soundingthealarm.com, how I urged at that time, the end of 2019, was a time for people to consider their spiritual eyesight. Yes, a play on words, as we understand 2020 means normal, good, healthy eyesight. Well, could people see spiritually then or now? I thank God I did. Jesus has taught us to have a pure eye, a heart that is surrendered and refuses to be self-willed. These are the ones that have an eye that gives them light to their life. They can see everything plain and lit up, like a lantern, Jesus says. This is what Jesus has said, but those who are blind or have a darkened eye cannot see. They cannot perceive. They cannot connect the dots. They don't understand either. Some have a dwindling or a weakened eye and can only see partially. So I'm weighing these things again to, again, urge the people. I hope all are good in good standing with Jesus. I hope they're being polite, thankful, appreciative, and relying on him. I hope they're not offending him, grieving him, and rejecting his counsel. As in wisdom. It's said in the Proverbs, wisdom cries in the streets to those in them, turn in here, come. But so many say, no, nah, no thanks, maybe later. Jesus is the wisdom of God. He's the power of God. He's so many things. And this is why he must be our all in all. Our God, our provider, our healer, our comfort, our provision, our deliverer, our strength, our life, our wisdom. To substitute Jesus with something else or someone else is to be subject to the Antichrist agenda by the very definition. That's what Antichrist means. Replacing Christ with something that isn't Christ. Their plan is on. Here it comes again. Even though the witness has come out that their silly mandate push for standing 6 feet was bogus, not scientific, it was made up, even as the White House admitted many months ago. The documents and research that refute the idea of wearing masks has come and gone. The filth they offer, full of bacteria that leads to limited oxygen and hardship on the body. How it leads to damage to the heart, the lungs, the blood. That was all on purpose. The masks were to scare the public. Those of fear and unbelief were doomed. They are the ones still believing the lie. Many perished already. How is it that so many forget what they did to the elderly in the rest homes? How poor little old grandpa or grandma was isolated and not allowed to have normal love from their families and friends? Who does that? Very wicked people, that's who. And the children, having them wear masks and standing apart, and the scare stories, even injecting them with untested shots that were known by the powers that be and the drug pushers that would lead to illness and death, sterility. Who does that? Very wicked people, that's who. Don't forget. They have been legalizing and normalizing killing innocent young lives that were secure in their mother's wombs for decades now. God will deal with this. He certainly will. They shall be so frightened that they call on the rocks to fall on them and hide them from his fierce wrath. They will scurry to their caves and secret underground facilities and be found by powerful, holy, angelic entities who will gather the wicked from the earth. Take them into custody to be tried and fried in the fire that burns with unquenchable heat. Woe, 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 woe to the wicked. It is on. They are aiming for this food supply, the chickens, the cows. They have plans for the humans they view as insects to eat of their own. They spray overhead. They poison the waters. They use laboratories to invent food products to be consumed by the ignorant fools hooked on tastes that they create. The agenda of the wicked is to have customers for life, till death do them part. And that's the way it's working. They hindered and killed those who had healthy alternatives to illness, such as cancer. They put forth products that created cancer in weak, vulnerable bodies. They then make their zillions as their victims die, taking their remedies of death. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you recall how they brought everything to a standstill? The lines at the stores, the rising prices and empty shelves, the arrows telling the cow people what direction to walk, forcing people to wear masks over their faces as if that did anything. It was a psyop, a psychological operation. Predicted and planned. I was censored on YouTube when I proclaimed this was the war of the world becoming the war on the world. But the Rockefeller Foundation was the common thread. It was the link between the radio show in 1938 and the pandemic show of 2020 on. The good news is for those who love Jesus, the time is short. It will not go on forever. The bad news for those who are indifferent or hate Jesus is dire, very dire. God makes a difference between those who know, serve, and love him from those who don't. There is no fuzzy line with God. He calls people to make a choice now that you can live and die with. No longer can one stand idle in indecisiveness. Either God is your God with Jesus as your Lord, or he's not. It is high time to be all in, completely in Christ, yielded, filled, and empowered to endure to the end. That's what it's going to take. Those who endure to the end shall be saved, the Lord says. But those who say in their hearts, my Lord delays his coming, and they go on and please their own whims, woe, woe, woe. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.